Okay. 7 o'clock, time to call to order the Town of Discovery Bay general meeting for the Community Service District. If I can get you all to stand up and follow direct order in the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I have roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken. Let the record reflect that all members are present.
Okay, this is the time for public comments. If there is any members of the public that wishes to address the board, here's your opportunity. You'll be given 3 minutes to discuss anything that is not on tonight's agenda. If you wish to address the board, please either raise your hand or speak up. Give it another minute. Okay, hearing none, I will close public comments and we'll move forward to item C of the consent calendar. Are there any items that any member of the board wishes to remove or discuss? If not, can I get a motion?
Move to approve.
A second.
Roll call, please.
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Callahan?
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Vice President Grace?
Aye.
President Dutto?
Aye. Consent calendar carries. Then moving forward, we'll go to E1, Veolia.
Wastewater flow and chemicals. Our wastewater plant 2 produced a total flow of 35 million gallons and a inflow and flow of 1.3 and a discharge, average discharge flow of 1.13. And our
policy
was 400 gallons.
Has joined.
On our wastewater compliance, all of our numbers are within compliance and looking pretty good. Our filtration rate and removal is great. We are starting to creep up on our conductivity. As you can see, our limit is 2,400, and we are starting to get there. That is typical for this time of year, but we are starting to see it so far the first half of this month. We started seeing it come back down. So.
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
Will you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Under the wastewater compliance thing, So, like, we have opposites going on here. So, like, the affluent DOD, 10 is our compliant number, and it's less than 10 we're supposed to be, correct?
Correct.
And then when you go to removal of TTS, it's more than 85%, correct? Can we use less than or more than signs there for those compliance numbers so we understand that we're supposed to be under or above?
I can do that.
Thank you very much.
And could you just take a second and explain the conductivity, what and what that number means and when it starts rising?
Sure. So conductivity is basically water's ability to carry a current, electrical current through the water, right? Conductivity is most often in effect with or alongside of TDS, things like that, but also salinity, salt, has a lot to do with that. Discovery Bay on the water system suffers from what seems to be folks, residents just use softeners, water softeners, things like that. It may be great for the water system in your house, but that's not good for your drain. This puts more salt into the drains, things like that. Also, we do have a higher than usual conductivity just in the base influent because being near the delta, maybe some iodine that we think is coming into the wastewater system, and also people are subject to dump things down the drain, generally higher salts and things like that. So we are looking at, because I really don't want to have to go to the state and ask for another increase in that number, we are looking at methods to present to the board, hopefully within the next couple of months, that would be effective in bringing our H2S down, which is the odor smell that you, anytime that odor, the septic, the oxygen comes in contact with the septic system, it turns, basically just vents out the gas. And that gas is what you smell, which is also very corrosive. By using a chemical to reduce that, that also gives us the ability to reduce conductivity from that. So,
Appreciate it.
Director Graves, didn't we go to the state a couple years ago?
Yeah, we were at 2,100 and we got it raised to 2,400. This has been a problem that has happened since I was on the board, since I've been on the board. It was 2,100, we always ran about 2,120, 20,080, or 2,080, 2,140. And we were always right on the number, and so they did increase, but obviously our numbers increased also because we're back up at the number again. But this is not a new problem, but it's a problem that I'm glad Violi is addressing at this point.
On maintenance and improvements, last month we had 0 SSOs and 0 customer complaints or inquiries, and our ongoing projects at the time were emergency repairs and upgrade to lift station E. At the time was in progress, that hasn't been completed. The denitrification project coordination is ongoing, and as you can tell when you pass by the wastewater plant, there's a lot of work going on there. This early in the game, it does not look even like it did last month. So I do encourage you to come out if you want to come see some of that stuff. By all means, come in. We can help you out, answer any questions you might have, take photos if you want. So,
lift station E is where?
Lift station E is on Discovery Bay Boulevard,
Cabrillo, and it's on the corner of Cabrillo and?
Cabrillo and DD Boulevard.
It's right there in that flat, yeah. Okay, thank you.
And revised total coliform sample rule. So you may or may not be aware that in July, California adopted the revised total coliform rule. EPA put that out several years ago, and it was up to the states to adopt it or not. California just recently decided to adopt it as of July, and it becomes effective October 1st. We were required as a public water system to submit a new bacteriological sample plan and to make sure that it's properly representing, evenly representing the town, right? And what it does is basically goes a little bit more in depth as to if you do have a positive sample. You were not only required as before to just sample that site and the surrounding area, but also before we close the place, those are going to be not so hazardous or conflicting with residents. Try to remove some of the old ones, maybe use it as a little bit of a beautification thing. And so that we should have a report, full report on that next month. And the site sampling plan is a part of that as well. Any questions?
Good, thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, then moving forward, we'll go to business and action items, F1.
Good evening, board. Tonight, I am submitting my resignation as the general manager, effective October 2nd. And I just wanted to say that it's been an absolute privilege. Almost 5 years ago, I started and had a, and throughout my tenure here, I've had extremely wonderful boards and have dealt with great board members who I know really appreciate this town and have guided me through my growth here as the general manager. And I've also had an opportunity to work with some outstanding coworkers that really are truly a joy to work with every day, high morale, good spirit, very competent people. So that's been a pleasure. And it's also been my honor to serve the people of Discovery Bay. There's a shelf life to a general manager. And it's
I'm
now
sorry,
time.
Can you repeat that? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. She's
So this is going to be more than likely, I'll be phasing into a retirement stage with this. So this item before you, I would appreciate the board's approval to accept my resignation. Thank you.
Is anybody going to make a motion? Probably not.
Well, you'll be missed, and we certainly appreciate all you've done for the town.
Come here.
Down.
Well, certainly, I'll just add that it's definitely bittersweet. Well, I don't speak for the entire board. I speak for myself that having the opportunity to work under you, I was very rewarding for myself. I look to you as a mentor. I was, you know, constantly I reach out to you for guidance on lots of different things. So I appreciate the fact that, you know, what you've done for the community. And it's actually too bad the community doesn't know how much you've done for the community. But with that being said, from a personal standpoint, it's definitely bittersweet, and I'm going to miss you. But I think it's also, at the same time, an opportunity for your successor to also have an opportunity to shine and grow into the position. So,
which I know the next item is announcing my successor. And let me just say that I have complete confidence that my successor will build on all of our successes and be a great addition to the town.
And if I may, Mike, you know, I was part of the board that hired you, and we hired you with a purpose, and the purpose was your administrative skills. We didn't hire you because you knew water, wastewater. We did hire you because you knew how to frisk people, but we hired you because of your administrative skills. Nobody can take a department from 8 to 140 or whatever you did without having developed some tremendous skills, and also your educational background, the legal, the time and effort you put into bettering yourself as you went along. So that was the purpose in which that board hired you, and I want to say you excelled at that. You built the infrastructure for our administration of the town of Discovery Bay into what it is now. You put together the team in a way and developed the team. Most of the same are still here, but you developed the team much stronger than it was, and so you checked the box on everything that that we expected of you, and I just want to thank you for your time.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Is there any public comments?
I have one. This is kind of offbeat, but I just want to say to mirror everything everybody's saying, but I have learned a lot from you, Mike. And you've been very instrumental in my growth. And I'm going to be sad to see you go, but I look forward to the future.
Great, that's a discount from the legal fees now.
I would move to accept the resignation of Mike Davies as general manager.
A second.
Roll call, please.
Director Callahan?
Aye.
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Vice President Graves?
Aye.
President Gatto?
With great sadness, aye. Okay. And then we'll move forward to F2.
I think I'm going to turn this one over to you, President of the Board, to make this announcement.
Oh, thanks for the heads up that you're going to put those back in my lap. Well, with that being said, then, it's with great pleasure I get to announce that Dina has accepted our offer for the general manager position, and we have presented her our contract, and I believe she has signed it. Or we'll be signing it. Dina, would you like to come up and say anything? I'm sorry, what I didn't know what I was going to say.
Just pass it over. No. I am very excited to lead this organization. We have a great, strong team, and I think we're going to do some great things in the future. So I am thrilled for this opportunity. I appreciate it.
Do we have any public comments regarding this?
We do have a contract, and the compensation is $158,500 annual that the board has agreed to.
Mm-hmm.
That's noted in the contract. The contract will also be added as additional material on the website. And so what we're requesting is board approval of the contract.
Okay, can I get a motion, please?
I would move that we approve the contract that has been agreed upon between legal general manager and the new general manager, Dina Breitstein.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Vice President Grace?
Aye.
President Gatto?
Well, with great pleasure, aye. Welcome, Dina.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. It's a better word, welcome. Okay, well, that was... With that being said, we'll move forward to F3, the discussion of the Santec consulting fees.
Who's Greg on the line?
Is Greg on the line? Aaron.
Aaron's on the hook, then, if Greg's not on the line.
Evening, board. So the discussion of possible action to authorize Santec Consulting to develop the impacts of the wastewater treatment plant number 2 to prepare the water reuse feasibility study for the Sakini Branch and other proposed developments. This is, the purpose of this is to develop the additional flow and the loading to the wastewater treatment plants based on the plant treatment for retirement communities, the Sakini Ranch, and a few infill parcels shown on the attended plant area map. It is also to develop the water reuse feasibility study for the Sakini Ranch, which is the purple water that will be supplied to see if it works over there. That's the recycled water. Suitability for Discovery Bay reclaimed water for use. The estimated reclaimed water flows and the next steps if reclaimed water is going to be considered for further as part of this Sakini Ranch project. They have agreed to pay for this, so we're just looking for a motion to approve.
I have a question. This is the first time I've heard it refer. I maybe just was not paying attention, but we've heard several presentations about the Sakini property, and this is the first time I've ever heard it called a retirement community. Am I correct in that?
I've never heard that term before.
Is that something new? Is that a change in direction?
I haven't heard anything outside of being a retirement community or what they call an active adult community.
I, I did not get that in the first couple of presentations that we had, but
I think we've kind of excluded because we don't know what it's going to be. We just wanted them to do a study. But every time we've had a meeting with them, that's just kind of the feeling that they're pushing out there.
Okay. My only concern about that would be there's a different level of consumption and water use for an active adult, I mean, adult community than there is for a family community. And so I would just make them aware of the fact that if we do a study based on an active adult community and then all of a sudden they decide to change the plan to, oh, now we're going to kind of make it like the lakes, then they are going to have to invest some more money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a family with great, you know, kids living in is
5 or 6 kids, the washing machine's going all the time. There's a whole lot of different lifestyle that goes along there. And also has to have to affect with regards to what they're planning outside of the water wastewater with regard to parks and other things that, and what kind of an active, you know, are they getting away from building a school then? Or, you know, all these things become very intricate. So it'll be interesting to see how it develops. I'm sure it's too early to make any of those assumptions.
And I know you just went over this, Aaron, but the load and flows that you talked about, can you explain that again?
This keeps dying on me. The load and flows, so we have to find out what kind of impact, what kind of wastewater we're receiving at the wastewater plant. And it's basically, you know, you have EDUs per household, and depending on how many homes they go in, determines how much of the plant we have to develop. And we got to do a study on to figure out what we need to accept the amount of homes or EDUs that's going to be coming to us.
Got it. Well, the fact that they're paying for it seems like a no-brainer.
I like it.
Any more clarifying questions? Then I'll open it up to public for a public comment. Hearing none, I will close public comment, bring back the board for motion or further conversation.
Move to approve.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director
Callahan? Aye.
Director Porter?
Aye.
Vice President Graves?
Aye.
President
Dutto? Aye. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Do we have any manager's report?
No manager's report.
Do we have a general manager's report?
No.
Do we have a director's report?
I have two that I'm turning in as written reports. One from the Contra Costa Aviation Advisory Committee and one from the East Contra Costa Fire Protection District. The only thing that's of real interest is that the East Contra Costa Fire Protection District is still in a standby mode as they redo the consolidation plan that excluded then the town of Rodeo. Was that the one that got dropped out? I believe it was Rodeo. The interesting part about that is that they are going to be having a special meeting coming up here to clarify that consolidation. It's moving forward. It just got hung up because they had everything together with 4 entities, and then it became 3 entities, so all the legal work had to be done again. And so we do look like we're working towards consolidation, or we're definitely moving towards consolidation. And there's a special meeting that's been called, I just got notified of today, with regards to where the progress is with that. So I'll have more to report on that at the next meeting. I think this is imperative based on what's happened here in the last few days. We've had accidents, we've had fires, we've had, you know, car accidents. Guy fell through the roof the other day, life light out. The quicker we can get this done and the quicker we can get together with Confire, although there was a lot of Confire trucks down at the fire here the other morning, I'm just anxious to move forward with it. So here are my reports. Can you pass those down to you, Senator?
Thank you. Great. Thanks, Director Graves. Correspondence received.
Did Direct, Director?
Yes. The end of August, first week of September, I attended the conference in Monterey, the CSDA conference, and I thought it was invaluable, and I do hope that everyone, and I know your schedules and work and such are crazy, but I hope you all can go next time. It was very interesting, not only from the sessions that I attended on strategic planning, on the COVID relief funds, how working with to get the board and the general manager to work together to succeed, and social media, everyone's favorite topic. But also talking to so many people and listening to stories about their boards, their general manager, the staff, and walking away with a very good feeling about where we are and a lot of what we already have in place. That's the end of that.
Very good. Now what correspondence received? Did we receive?
It was attached. It's okay. Just for informational purposes. It doesn't require any action.
Do we have any future agenda items?
Yeah, but I can't remember what it was. I did have one. I can't remember what it was. I'm sure it had to do with something that we talked about, but I can't remember. So I'll call it in.
Okay. Well, there, that being
has left.
With that being said, again, it's with very heavy hearts that we see Mike go, and it's with very happy hearts that we see Dina stepping up. So at 7:26, meeting adjourned. Thank you.